Park and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Trifless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans sweating it out over the weekend. Temperatures soared across much of the country. In Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds declaring a disaster for 21 counties because of extreme rain and flooding. One gunman, two weapons, four people shot and killed at a grocery store in Arkansas over the weekend.
It's thought that none of the four people who died or the nine others wounded had ever met Travis Posey.
It was just a completely random, senseless act.
As the probe gets underway, says Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager.
The suspect's motives are unclear, and that's obviously going to be a focus of our investigation.
The 44-year-old Posey is to make his first court appearance today.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Today marks 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. There are protests planned for several states. Later this week, the court is expected to rule on whether doctors can provide emergency abortions to save the health of the mother. We're only a few days away from the first presidential debate of 2024. It'll be held on Thursday in Atlanta. This is ABC News. A company that provides management software to about 15,000 car dealers nationwide now says it will likely take several days to recover from a hacker attack. Some dealerships have been forced to use pen and paper to sell cars. Another emotional weekend at the box office.
A record-breaking weekend for Inside Out 2.
We are suppressed emotion!
Raking in another $100 million and marking the biggest second weekend take ever for an animated film.
You're my bad boys.
Bad Boys Ride or Die comes in a distant second, earning another $18.8 million. At number three, the art house film The Bike Riders, earning a respectable $10 million in its first weekend. With $3.6 million, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and the Garfield movie tie for fourth and fifth place. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Stanley Cup Final ends tonight. After falling 3-0 to the Panthers, the Edmonton Oilers came all the way back to tie the series. The game on Florida's home ice begins at 8 Eastern. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving in to that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wrap starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we get to enjoy another day of sunshine across our area with seasonably warm temperatures by the afternoon, with high pressure just to the east of us protecting us. Unfortunately, this dry weather will not last too long. We've got a strong weather system coming across the northern plains, which will drive humid air at us with south winds later today and tonight. This will likely lead to some showers and storms tonight. In fact, a pretty severe cluster of storms could build out of Minnesota southeastward and may cause some high winds and hail and heavy rain as it crosses Wisconsin later tonight into early Tuesday morning. So definitely keep an eye on the situation and listen in for updates. Now tomorrow, most of the activity should shift south and east of us, but a trailing cool front will march through in the afternoon, so there is a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm popping up in a couple of spots, and most of that should be to the south of us. Cooler weather will move in Wednesday into Thursday, but dry conditions, it looks like the next weather system should arrive on Friday. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny early, then partly cloudy, turning warm. High temperature about 84 degrees. Tonight, muggy with isolated thunderstorms early, then more widespread around midnight or after. Some could be heavy, low at 69 degrees. South wind becoming west 10 to 15. Tomorrow, chance of early morning showers, then partly cloudy, very warm and muggy. High 87 with a west wind of 10 to 17. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, not as warm. Low 61, high 77. Thursday, partly cloudy, low 53, high in the mid-70s. Friday, mostly cloudy and more humid with periods of rain and storms. Most widespread in the morning, highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, mixed skies with spotty light showers possible, high in the mid-70s. And Sunday, comfortable with partly cloudy to sunny skies, high near 76. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 65 with sunshine, 79 was yesterday's high. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain early yesterday morning. 61 was the morning low today. The record high for June 24th, 95, which was established in 1954. The record low was set in 1961 at 40. Last year's high was 89 and the low 58. Sunset will happen at 8:46 this evening and sunrise time tomorrow morning at 5:22. The air is calm, barometer at 29.94 currently. No precipitation today. We have sunshine and we're up 4 from the overnight low. It is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where it's time now for a sports update sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at the local and area baseball scoreboard from yesterday. And the Brewers salvaged a win. A recap of the game in San Diego coming up.
Hi, this is John from Napa. This month, we're celebrating 20 years with Napa and Richland Center. We want to take this moment to thank you, our customers. We realize you have a choice where you can buy your parts or small engine parts and more, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We have enjoyed being locally owned and committing to helping the area with donating to area fundraisers, and we look forward to many more years to come to serve you. Thank you and have a great day. Napa, no.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Dodgeville won 5-3 in 10 innings over Arena in Sunday League home talent baseball yesterday. It was a great game that saw Dodgeville jump to a 3-0 lead after three innings. Arena battled back with two runs in the fourth and another in the sixth to tie it at three. The game went to an extra inning, and per home talent league rules, a runner was placed at second base to start each half inning. Visiting Dodgeville scored when Taren Bakup doubled. He would later score on an RBI hit from Bo Levetko. Arena was able to get its runner to third base in the bottom of the 10th, but failed to score. Nate Jennings pitched the first six innings for Arena and struck out five while giving up six hits. Elijah Alt worked the last four innings and struck out seven while giving up four hits. Leighton Bowers worked five and a third innings, and Bo Levetko came on in relief and eventually got the win. Trey Schulte had two hits for Arena. The Aces fell to 1-5 in Sunday League play. They will travel to Ridgeway on Sunday for their next game. Dodgeville improved to 7-0 in Sunday League action after yesterday's 5-3 10-inning win. The Knights will play at Blanchardville Saturday afternoon at 4. In other action, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb got a win against Blanchardville 5-3, Argyle 2, Schulzburg Benton 1, Belleville 9-8 over Wyota. Verona topped Muscadet 16-0 in seven innings, and Hollandale over Ridgeway 9-2. In the northern section yesterday, Ashton over Middleton 2-1, Cross Plains 20, Casanova 7, Wanakee 7-6 over Mazamani. Wisconsin Dells at Plain was postponed by rain. In the east yesterday, Cottage Grove over Columbus, 7-5. DeForest, 7. Waterloo, 6. Rio at Monona was postponed. Southeast action saw Albion beat Fort Atkinson, 3-1. Jefferson over Footville, 7-1. McFarland, 3. Evansville, 2. Utica beat Lake Mills, 15-1. And Cambridge over Stoughton, 7-2 the final score. Yesterday, the Viroqua American Legion picked up a win over Baraboo, 6-5 and 13-3, as they scored the win in the doubleheader. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Brewers' rookie starter, Tobias Myers, kept his excellent June going by winning for the fourth time in the month, 6-2 over San Diego. Myers was set up for the win by a five-run Milwaukee rally in the second. The victory ended hopes for a four-game sweep by the Padres. Myers allowed one run on five hits with three strikeouts and no walks in five innings of work. He talked about what's been going well for him.
Fastball execution has helped me a lot. I think you see a lot of the early contact on heaters up. I think that's going to be where I get most of my success there. I think I'm doing a pretty good job of not leaving pitches over the heart of the plate.
And Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about the team getting it going finally.
Yeah, we were just kind of like chipping away and relentless movement. That's kind of our offense, and we're capable of that. But guys kept coming up and putting it in play. That's, you know, gives you a chance.
Then he says the Brewers can get it done when they put it all together.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys, they really pull for each other. So while on paper we don't look like the best team in the world, we do pull things off like today, like come back against an extremely hot team that's swinging the bat well. Sure, they have some injuries, but they've got some people. And they got some people that are white hot.
The Brewers host Texas starting tonight with right-hander Freddy Peralta scheduled to start for Milwaukee. In other games from yesterday in the majors, the Phillies over the Diamondbacks 4-1, and the Braves beat the Yankees 3-1, Rays 3-1 over the Pirates, Red Sox 7, the Reds 4, and the Tigers over the White Sox 11-2, 6-4, Marlins beat the Mariners, and a win for the Guardians over the Blue Jays 6-5. Astros 8-1 over the Orioles, Cardinals 5, the Giants 3, and the Rangers beat the Royals 4-0. Nationals 2, Rockies 1, the Twins 3-0 over the Athletics, and last night the Mets beat the Cubs. Final score was 5-2. Noah Lyles locked down the first major step in his quest for an Olympic sprint double Sunday, coming from behind to win the 100 meters at the U.S. track trials in 9.83 seconds to qualify for that race in Paris. Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers are on the verge of pulling off one of the biggest comebacks in sports history. They can win the Stanley Cup in Game 7 of the final against the Florida Panthers tonight after falling behind 3-0 in the series and reeling off three consecutive victories. The previous time an NHL team with that deficit came all the way back to hoist the cup was the Toronto Maple Leafs way back in 1942. The Oilers are doing their best to block out the ramifications of this improbable rally by focusing on the final game of the season. Six people protesting climate change came out of the crowd and stormed the 18th green while the leaders were lining up their putts on the final hole of regulation at the Travelers Championship on Sunday. Scottie Scheffler and Tom Kim were down the stretch, and on the first playoff hole, it was Scottie winning the Travelers Championship on Sunday. He had to wait out the disruption to get it done. There's a lot of young talent on the Green Bay Packers roster. Supporting that, CBS Sports is listing five players as potential first-time Pro Bowlers. If quarterback Jordan Love can duplicate his performance over the final eight games last season and do it for 17 games in 2024, he will not only have a shot at the Pro Bowl, he would be in the discussion for the NFL MVP. The other Green Bay players getting a lot of preseason attention include defensive end Rashawn Gary, safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Jaden Reed, and tight end Luke Musgrave. Each showed plenty of potential during last season's stretch run. When the Bucs try to get more athletic, They are reportedly exploring potential trades for veteran center Brook Lopez. Yahoo Sports is the latest to confirm that Milwaukee may want to play what is being called a more versatile style of defense in 24. The Bucks' inside defense has been nearly impenetrable for a few hundred games. The franchise wants to move away from that style that won an NBA title because it developed big holes after Drew Holiday was traded last season. Milwaukee wants to focus more on offense than defense without giving up on stopping the other team sometimes. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has added Sussex guard Aiden Knopp as a preferred walk-on. Knopp averaged 20 points per game last season while connecting on 40% of his three-pointers. He joins Daniel Freitag, forward Jack Robison, and Serbian frontcourt player Andreja Vukovic as members of the 24 freshman class. Knopp, junior guard Isaac Gard, and redshirt freshman Jack Janicki are all walk-ons who will be on the roster this winter. I'm Phil Nee with a look at Monday morning sports.
Court and Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and third shift 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Till I discovered that love gets me every time. My heart changed my mind, and I called doggone and done it. Gone and done it.
Gone and done it.
I guess I fell in love.
Gone and done it.
Must have been the way he walked.
Gone and done it.
All the sweet things that we talked.
Gone and done it.
I guess so.
Sarah Evans on WRCO FM 100.9. We're at 66 degrees as we get set for 8:30. The next half hour, some great music for you, some info on entertainment, and the trivia question of the day. Plus, a few things to celebrate today and maybe remark on. That's coming up in a few minutes. Later on today, Community Conversation will focus on the Simons Recreation Complex during our morning show get-together. And it's really an awfully busy weekend coming up, the weekend before the 4th of July. So we'll talk about a lot of things going on this weekend during this week's morning show on FM 100.9. Here's Luke Bryan.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. Most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I
I believe them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. Mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
My paycheck could be bigger, and cold beer could be cheaper, but I sure love a new truck, but I can't sell this beater. My freezer needs more deer meat, my grass could use more rain. But even on the hard days, man, I can't complain. I still live and breathe, I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit three green lights in a row on my way home. And I got a family that loves me, someone looking out. I take for granted. Sometimes when I get home, all I want to do is kick back on the sofa and kick off these work boots. I'm too tired to chuck the pigskin, tell a story, tuck the kids in, and stay up with the missus. But I'm going to deny while I'm still living and breathing. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit three green lights in a row on my way home. And I got a family that loves me, someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left to go. But I'm the west of definition. I just hit four green lights in a row. I'm almost home to a family that loves me. Yeah, there must be someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left.
take for granted.
It is a nice Monday morning, no doubt about it, and a few things to celebrate. Not only some good weather and summertime in Wisconsin and lots of daylight. I love that longer daylight. And, of course, after the first official day of summer, we're going downhill every day. But you don't notice it right away, that's for sure. But lots of daylight, and I like that. Sometimes it's hard to go to bed when I'm supposed to, when it's still daylight outside. Today, some things to celebrate. World UFO Day. It's Swim a Lap Day. National Pralines Day. National Certificate of Marriage. Museum Comes to Life Day. Kind of like a Night at the Museum movies. International Fairy Day. It's Great American Picnic Day. A good day for that. To eat some good sandwiches and watermelon and things like that. Great American Campout Day, another thing that kind of goes along with that. Celebration of the Census, and it's Global Smurfs Day as well, celebrating all the Smurf fans out there.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include 12 head of dairy cows from a discontinuing dairyman. Sending cattle in weekly, herd is milked in a parlor and loose housed. Most are recently fresh. The balance run daily with a Black Angus bull. SCC tank average 115 to 225. A few crossbreds are included in this group. Good condition feet and legs. Two Jersey springing, first calf bred to Jersey bull, plus a good run of recently fresh cows, and two-year-old heifers milking and bred cows. Open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadyauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
It takes 12 pounds of milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream. It takes 21.8 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of butter. If Wisconsin were a country, it would rate fourth in the world in terms of total cheese production. It's time to honor our local dairy farm families during June Dairy Month. With the help of Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com. Making news today, Willie Nelson recovers from illness, expected to perform Wednesday in Virginia Beach after he was sick over the weekend. Nelson's management says in a statement he was under doctor's orders to rest for 4 days after not feeling well, which meant canceling his concerts with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss this past weekend. The statement says Nelson is expected to make a quick recovery. And word is, at those shows, all of those artists played a little bit longer. So I'm guessing the crowd, even though they were disappointed to not see Willie Nelson, pleased that Bob Dylan played a little longer, and Robert Plant and Alison Krauss reportedly covered a couple of old Led Zeppelin songs as well.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again.
From the movie Honeysuckle Rose. I had a chance to watch that again not too long ago. It had been 40 some years probably since the last time I watched it. So, yeah, you know, kind of a movie that's dated a little bit, but kind of fun to see Willie back then when he was in his prime and the band that was around him. And it's really good music in there as well. Alex Trebek will be getting immortalized with a forever stamp. The stamp will look like the blue Jeopardy question monitor with the words. This naturalized U.S. citizen hosted the quiz show Jeopardy for 37 years with a correct response, who is Alex Trebek? Listed upside down. Current host Ken Jennings announced the stamp on Friday's episode. Jennings will join Trebek's wife Jean for the first day of issue ceremony in Culver City, California on July 22nd on what would have been Trebek's 84th birthday. He died in 2020. Well, so that means trivia today is on that subject a little bit. 1996. Which game show host switched places with Alex Trebek for a one-day special? 608-647-4155. 1996, which game show host switched places with Alex Trebek for a one-day special? The winning answer wins from Subway in Richland Center today.
Like a book on a shelf, taking up space. Like a six string in a closet, locked up in its case. I was lost and alone, just another man. Till you finally picked me up and made me who I am. I'm like Billy Graham's Bible and that old guitar. Some things wind up where they're meant to be. I'm turned into, I'd be out there drifting on my own. Oh, but lying in your loving arms, I know I'm finally home. Like Billy Graham's my boy, and that old guitar that he plays, the good Lord had a plan for them the moment they were made. In the right hands, they come alive. You understand the reason why some things wind up where they're meant to be. Like Billy Graham's Bible, Willie's old guitar. Saved and blue eyes cried, and here I am with you tonight. Thank God some things lined up where they're meant to be. Like Billy Graham's Bible, Willie's old guitar, and me.
Joe Nichols on WRCO. Congrats to Wyatt Moore, who is the winner of Trivia Today, 1996, which game show host switched places with Alex Trebek for a one-day special. We had several guesses for Bob Barker. Not right. Dick Clark was guest as well, but nope. It was actually Pat Sajak, the recently retired Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune fame. He hosted Jeopardy once. He and Alex Trebek switched places. It was April Fool's Day of 1996, and a memorable swap. I do not remember watching that, but I'm guessing that was a really cool thing for them to do, and the networks to let them do that as well. A 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center is Wyatt's prize for knowing the right answer today.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with 2 locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
The Spring Green Arts Fair this weekend is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Included are fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The fair is Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. For more information, go to springgreenartfair.com.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Your attention, please. Brogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Brogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Brogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Brogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Brogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel. Bell is going on now.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love.
It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
Something is wrong, all right, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove.
Alan Jackson, It Must Be Love on WRCO Country and Community. On our way upward toward 84, it's going to get a little bit muggy and warm later today, but it feels pretty nice right now. It's 68 degrees here in Richland Center. Happy trails time coming up right around the bend. Here is Joe DeMessina.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, bye-bye.
Happy trails.